cafe he is.
And what attracts you to Rick Santorum?
I think his integrity. He is a moral person, and he has strong family values, and that's very important to me.
He spoke a lot just now, didn't he, of those family values. What specifically do you understand by family values, and how much of a part does that play in who you're going to vote for?
Well, for me personally, it plays a tremendous part. I think Newt Gingrich and Romney are both good, smart men, and I think they have a lot to offer to the United States. But I have settled on Santorum, and I almost can't tell you other than it's a feeling that you get when you're around him. You know that you're getting a straight answer. He doesn't hesitate. He knows what he believes, and he does not have a past where he has done, where he's been disloyal to the people he loves. And I think that's an important aspect, that if you're loyal to your family and true to your wife or your spouse, whether if it's a woman, to your spouse, then I think he'll be the same way with the American people.
But how well does having strong family values necessarily equip him to actually run the country, create jobs, you know, manage foreign relations?
Well, he's been very successful. He is extremely intelligent. He is an attorney. He does know and understand foreign policy. And I think that his first priority is keeping America safe, because we all worry about that after 9/11. And I have the confidence in him. It's not that I don't think Gingrich or Romney could do that. I think it's the family values that he has the whole package.
So you sort of think they're all capable of running the country, but the family values Rick Santorum has gives him that edge.
Yes, and because he is a humble man, and I don't see humility in the others, and I think that I think he can see his own weaknesses, and if you don't, then you can never become stronger. I just think he's the candidate for me and for our country.
Talking a little more about family values, are you religious yourself, and has that played a part?
I am a Christian. I do not consider myself an evangelical, but I am a Christian. I'm a Lutheran by denomination. And yes, and I think that as a family man, he sets a wonderful example for his children. And I think that we look at that as Americans. We look at our president as a role model for the country, for our children. And that is important to me, that he will, you know, go to the White House. We don't have to worry about an affair going on. And that's a huge distraction from what is really important. And I just have complete trust in him. And I think that's what the American people are looking for.
I saw him talking at an abortion pro-life forum last night. And he was saying he was the first to kind of, he's the one who will always put his head above the foxhole, he said. Is that a big issue for you? Because he seems to campaign on that a lot, his kind of pro-life and his beliefs there.
Well, I am pro-life because it's guaranteed to us by our Creator and by our Constitution that we will preserve life. And I do not agree that it's not important. I think it is an important issue, and it's been an important issue in American politics, and I think that it's important that we value the life of the unborn. Otherwise, we probably don't value the lives of anyone.
And just finally, can Rick Santorum beat Obama?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I had a discussion with my brother this morning because my brother is an Obama supporter. He was 3 years ago, and he continues to be. And he gets very upset when I say that probably anybody at this point could beat Obama, but I think that Rick Santorum will be wonderful debating him because he stays so calm and he's so certain of himself. And but at the same time, as I said, he has a certain humility and sort of a peaceful confidence, which gives me such a strong belief in him.